We return to the Finsiders now.
Welcome back to the Finsiders. Greg Likens here alongside John Congemi, Sam Madison, Tristan Jones, the Metro PCS Comment Center. I had teased news involving social media and LeBron James, but while we were in commercial break, Adam Schefter just broke some huge news involving the Miami Dolphins. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, Dolphins Pro Bowl center Mike Pouncey underwent hip surgery today and is expected to miss at least 3 months. So this means that with Pouncey being out at least 3 months, the Dolphins offensive line will have five brand new opening day starters in 2014 compared to 2013. So guys, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about this, and feel free to interact with us and give us your reaction at 1-855-GO-FINS via the phones or text the show at 347-347. But on the surface, you take a look. We talked about it to start the 4 o'clock hour, John. We were discussing the offensive line and how it's revamped with Brandon Albert and Juwan James on either side. Then at this point, it looks like Dallas Thomas at left guard and then Shelly Smith at right guard, but Mike Pouncey being that stalwart, the one guy who is back, who's going to be a leader up there and coming off his Pro Bowl season in 2013. This is a big blow for the Dolphins and their offensive line.
Well, it is, because he's really the centerpiece of your offensive line. He's the guy that kind of leads out on the outside for sweeps and screens and is so dominant on the inside with the way he plays with his physical nature. This is a big loss if it enters into even more than what is been reported by Adam Schefter of 3 months, because it definitely keeps him out of probably the season opener and maybe a couple games into the regular season. So this isn't one of those things to take lightly, because not only are the Dolphins trying to get over, you know, new starter at left tackle, new starter at right tackle as a rookie in Juwan James, but now you have two new starters besides someone else who has a question mark on who that would be at center. You know, when Mike Pouncey sat out a couple of practices during the offseason, you know, mini camp, it was Sam Brenner and Tyler Larson taking the majority of the snaps. So you would think one of those two guys will be asked to take more of the responsibility. And now that puts maybe a Nate Garner, who can play just about every position on the offensive line, into more of a starting role potentially.
Yeah, and real quickly, just to put this in perspective, if he had the surgery today, according to Adam Schefter, he'll be out 3 months. 3 months from today would be September 23rd, which would fall 2 days after the Dolphins play the Kansas City Chiefs down here in Miami. That game's on the 21st, and that would be the third game of the year. So third game of the year, meaning he could come back potentially for that Raiders game in London, or maybe he comes back after the bye week if all goes well and you give him a little more time to rest. But Sam, this has got to be a shock to the system, considering everything that we've gone through with Mike Pouncey over the last year. You were assuming he'd be on the field playing and healthy. This is something that the Dolphins are certainly going to have to overcome in training camp, getting guys more work.
Yeah, John talked about it. Now you're talking about five different offensive linemen, you know, compared to last year. And, you know, I was okay with dealing with four because you had Mike Pouncey in the middle. And he was that vocal leader that you was going to have on the offensive side of the ball to be able to take control. Now, with all five new guys up there on the line of scrimmage, who's going to be the leader up there? Who's going to take charge? Who's going to be the dominant offensive lineman, you know, to make things happen when it get crunch time, third and one, fourth and one, third and short, those situations? No Mike Pouncey. He has always been that since he's been a rookie, because that's just his nature of being able to go out there and do the versatile things like you talked about, John, on the sweep, hiking the ball, then getting out in front, getting the block, and a second block down the football field. Very versatile offensive lineman that you're losing. One of those guys that you can depend on game in and game out. And, you know, he was very athletic in making things happen. But the good thing that I like about this whole situation is Lazor's offense. It's unpredictable. You can move guys around. Just having five of those offensive linemen be able to just to counterattack what the defensive line is doing to you, we should be okay, because it's early on. We haven't even made it to training camp, so we can try different guys at this spot. You know, Sam Brenner was a guy, you know, we stuck in at left guard. Now we're going to go back and we're going to see, you know, yet and still, do we put Billy Turner at center? I mean, there's a lot of different things that you can throw out there to try to get the best five guys on the football field. And I think that's what Coach Philbin will do. He's going to explore this very, very deeply to try to see who's going to move around, because now you're talking about when at the beginning of the season making that 53-man roster, who was going to be your swing man back then. You know, now you don't know who that swing man is going to be. You know, so all of these guys that's on this roster, they need to come in with their head on straight, because anything can happen. And, you know, looking for him to come back before the London game, I want to have him for the remainder of the season and not really push him forward. So hopefully, you know, he will be ready before that Oakland game, but I really don't want to see him until after that bye week.
Guys, we have a big 5 o'clock hour coming up. We're going to reset this story and get more in depth into Mike Pouncey potentially being out for 3 months now after undergoing hip surgery, according to Adam Schefter. Also in the 5 o'clock hour, we'll interview Juwan James high school football coach, and also Brooke Dolphins cheerleader will join us in studio. Hey, Dolphins football is back. Celebrate the return of another exciting season, kicking off with a home opener against the New England Patriots on September 7th. Get your tickets at dolphins.com today. You're listening to the Finsiders on 940 Wins and dolphins.com.